Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, a trader wrote in, and this person says, I'm undercapitalized, I have no strategy, and I'm on my last years as a college student, meaning I guess they'll have to get a job and they won't have time to necessarily learn trading. So what should they do?
Well, this person is in a great, like, and I mean brilliant spot right now, because imagine, I actually did this, and I think I've mentioned it. I actually took like a year's, quote, sabbatical where I left everything, sold everything, left my girlfriend, left my business, sold everything, off everything. And I moved to Australia and I just basically learned trading for a year. Like I got all these books and all this sort of stuff, right? I got books from the interlibrary loan in Australia. They all knew me at the library. They knew me quite well, because I would come in there and order these books from the other side of Australia, because there were these weird trading books that no one wanted. And, you know, a lot of libraries didn't keep them, but I was able to get all these books. And the library was so small. It was like an outhouse. Like, if you walked in this library, you'd laugh thinking it was like a toilet, but it was a real library. It just didn't have very many books. And so I would go in there and get these stacks of like 13, 14 books a hit and just pour over them. And then my friend actually got me a job trading someone else's money, which was a total disaster. But I'm glad I got the experience, because I learned then that, you know, trading someone else's money is a totally different thing than trading your own money. And that was, you know, and also the guy was a bit of a scam artist. He wanted us to churn the account. So he said, look, it doesn't matter if you guys don't make money in the accounts, just keep them about break even and take a lot of trades. And he was really upset that I didn't take a lot of trades, because that was right about that time that I started figuring out that I could make it work on the higher time frames. And then he would get really upset at me, because we got paid on the number of trades we took. We got a very small percentage on the profits we made. Most of our money was made on the number of trades we took. And I just thought it was a scam. So, yeah, so I wasn't very good anyway. It's not like he was like, oh, no, come back. You know, I totally sucked. But you know, you get the idea. So this is what I would do if I were you. I would go out and invest whatever you save your pennies, eat potatoes and bread for a couple of weeks, save your money and try and get Forex Tester. And we can link that up for you in the show notes if you want to see what it is. It's a back testing software. Okay. You don't have to buy the high end one. You can get data from the internet for free. And I'll actually link up the course on Forex Tester so you can see how it works. It's a little bit quirky. Go through the course, see how it works, and then decide whether you want to use it. I suggest that you do. And I suggest that you scour the internet. You can go to Hugh's blog at tradingheroes.com or my blog at fxjake.com/blog. Those will be linked up in the show notes. See if you can find a system that makes sense to you. And then once you start testing it in Forex Tester, what I want you to do is I want you to get three numbers, okay? I want you to get the win rate. I want you to get the average winner and the average loser, and then plug those into the risk calculator that's also linked up in the show notes. Now, based on all that information, if you have 100, 200 trades or whatever, and you feel like this is a good strategy for you, maybe you won't. You throw it away, go to the next idea, right? And there's a hint here. Try changing up your exit. You might have the same exact entry, but changing up the exit. So you have an opportunity right now over the next year to build up your confidence as a trader simply by buying one thing, Forex Tester, and then pulling your strategy from somewhere else on the internet, from me or from Hugh or from wherever you want, and honing in on that and getting really good at it. That's what I would encourage you to do. And then once you've done that, go to that risk calculator that I talked about. That'll be linked up in the show notes, and you can get the – what you want to do there is figure out how much you should be risking per trade if you're using fixed ratio position sizing, which most traders do, which is a fancy way of saying, you know, 1% per trade, 2% per trade, 1.3%, whatever. So that's what I would encourage you to do. I think that's a really great position to be in, because maybe 6-9 months from now, you will open up a small little demo account of $100, $50, whatever you can afford to lose, and start building your confidence by trading real money, because that's totally different to Forex Tester, and then see where you're at. You know, reassess where you're at from there. That's what I would do. And if you move to the higher time frames, if you test the higher time frames, even if you do get a job over the next 2, 3, or 4 years, you can still trade. It's not that difficult. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can still trade the daily candles. That is not a difficult thing to do. So I would encourage you to do that. Build up your confidence. on a system you like, hone in on the risk management, find out what percentage you should risk to avoid a drawdown of X percent, whatever that X is, you know, 15, 20, 30%, whatever that number is you want to avoid. And then now you're in a position where you're going to have hundreds of trades under your belt before you ever touch a live account. And that's a really good spot to be.
Cool. Yeah, it's always great when you can afford to take some time off and just concentrate on one thing, right?
Yeah, and that's what he has, or she has. I mean, this trader has this great opportunity right now and doesn't really see it. And now you see it, right? This is a great opportunity. Like, there are so many people who have kids and jobs and, you know, mother-in-laws and all these things going on. They don't have the time that you have. You're going to have time. And I know, yeah, you have to study and all that and go to course, do your coursework and go to classes and all that. And that's true. But you believe me, you have more time now than you will have once you start working that, I was going to say 9 to 5, but it's probably more 7 to 7 type of job, you know, that a lot of people get stuck into after university.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's awesome. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.